Off the Ball, GAA.
The names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them, but there could be a bit of mind games too by Gerard Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
So me with Kevin Doherty, Drogheda United manager, ahead of the 2026 League of Ireland season. We're in Whelans. Are you a big music fan?
I don't know, I wouldn't. I like music. I haven't got... one of the best days of the year last year was Oasis, but I think everybody was at that. But yeah, I've been in here before, all right, but I'm certainly not at this time of day or in these surroundings now.
Few people have said that they don't remember being here without a pint in the hand, maybe, and be the music
it
on the background.
Did. Yeah. Well,
you got to go to Waste
anyway.
Still
time. It's only.
We will listen. We've got time. We can grab one.
No, we're all very professional now. Yeah. But it's a good. These days they are very good for nearly just catching up with other managers and stuff they haven't seen over a while, because we'll all be bashing the heads off each other soon enough. So it's nice to have a little chat with them.
Speaking of professionalism, how's the pre-season going? Is everyone up to speed?
Yeah. Look, we've still got another week to go. Obviously, with the league starting a week earlier this year, we sort of came back earlier and had a knock-on effect, and plenty of pre-season games. And it's been going well. But look, all pre-season just about getting ready for the first league game. It was the same last year. We'd some poor enough performances I felt in pre-season that I wasn't overly happy with last year. But then we go into the league and we're flying. So it's about getting minutes in the legs, probably integrating new players into the system and what we require and all that. So no, it's been going well. It's always good time of year because everybody's happy, nobody's giving out that they're not playing, you know, there's nothing to really moan about. So no, look, as I said, it's been going well so far.
They're not giving out yet, still a couple of weeks before that happens. How are you, I suppose, your aims and ambitions for this season? It's pretty fair to say, from a neutral perspective, there's been a steady rise the whole time you've been in charge, and something you must be really proud of. Obviously, we know a couple of seasons ago the whole Europe situation. You managed to qualify for Europe and you didn't end up getting to fulfil the dreams of getting there. Is Europe the goal now for this Drogheda team to get there successfully?
Look, again, that was, it seems like a couple of years ago. It was only last year. Obviously, it affected us during the season at that stage. I think, look, we were up very near the top of the league, so it certainly hurt us. But, and then, look, we're going into the last game of the season. We're level with Bolton Pats and we had a chance again, and look, things didn't go our way for a number of reasons that day. But look, it's probably an old cliche, but we just want to try and improve every year. I feel that we have an opportunity to do that. We've signed some good players, we have lost players, but everybody's the same. But no, I'm confident that, as you said, probably in the last 4 years and probably even since before when Tim was there, that we have improved every year. So hopefully this year will be no different.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talk about the players who've came in and out the door. You've lost Darren Markey up to Derry, which is a huge blow in midfield. We've seen him for your team time and time again show up in big moments in big games. But you've brought Mark Doyle back into the club from his spell in America. What's that been like, having him back from maybe a completely different experience playing over there?
Ah, look, he's... Sorry. I put that on. Sorry.
Don't need to answer it.
No, it's don't worry. I'll get back to it. I thought I put it on. It's pre-season where I'm transfer windows. Transfer windows will open. But to go back to, sorry, you asked about Mark Doyle.
Yeah.
Doyle, look, it's been great to have Doyle back. I've worked with him for 4 years. I think before, obviously, when I've been at the club a long time, when he was younger, before he went to Pats and then America. Yeah, he's been excellent. Look, we brought in some really, really good players, as you mentioned, Mark Doyle, Brandon Kavanagh, Edwin Igbaji from the league, and then obviously we brought in lads from America. And hopefully, look, we've still a little bit more to do, not load, but a little bit more to do. And I'm really happy with how the new lads have integrated so far. As I said, we haven't kicked the ball yet, so you certainly don't want to be getting ahead of yourself, but so far it's been going well.
Was that Darren Markey decision something that was out of your hands?
Yeah.
Like we've seen a player excel for you over the last couple of years. Was it something you were disappointed to lose him?
Look, Darragh was absolutely excellent for us. Like, absolutely excellent. I think everybody knows that. But look, he chose to go to Derry and just said there's no problem with that, and I wish him all the best.
Obviously, your side won the cup now 2 years ago. You had a cruel loss last season in penalties. We were up in Sullivan and Lamb Park. I mean, it was devastating, is the only way you can put it. How much, when a team isn't in Europe, how much of a dangling carrot is a cup going into the season ahead?
That's massive. And like, as you say, we were within a penalty of, actually was actually Dara's penalty. If we had to score that, we would have been through. And look, the cup is the best, the cup final is the best day out for everybody in the league. So it's something. And look, thankfully we had obviously very recent success, and it was the best day of my life. But yeah, it's massive, and it's something that we always treat very, very seriously. Like, I mean, a lot of times you might see maybe players changing or goalkeepers even changing for cup games. We don't do that now. It's, you want to give lads games, but it's so important. And look, last year we had Crumlin in the first round, and then the next one was away to Derry. So like, you certainly would have been going as strong as you could. And then, as you say, Rovers, we were incredibly unlucky against Rovers. But look, and then Rovers go on and win it, which was like, fair play to them. But it did. You are watching the cup final, thinking, yeah, it would have been great and all that. But look, as I said, there's two proper competitions to play for next year, and you want to do as well as you can in both of them. And yeah, the cup for us is amazing, but we want to try and do well in both.
There's a new side back in the Premier Division this season. The Loud Derby is back. Dundalk are back in the Premier Division. How excited are you for that clash?
Love it, yeah. Yeah, absolutely delighted. I see Aidan Irvine standing over there behind me with the Dundalk jersey on. It's already getting me going. They're the best games of the year. I always said it, probably Dundalk, and for me, I love the Shells games as well, but the derbies are brilliant. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. I'm delighted they're back. Gives us both sets of supporters something to really, really look forward to. But as players as well, and to be fair to Kieran, what he's assembled there, like, they've really gone for it. So it's I'm sure their expectations will be fairly high. But look, derby games and all, they're great. They're four games in the year, possibly a cup, which we did play them in the cup the last time. But no, something really wet the appetite. I'm really looking forward to playing them.
We don't have long to wait. Obviously, only the third week of the season. It's up in Oriel Park. Sorry, think of how do I phrase this. When those games are back in the division, does it give a bit of extra spite to the town itself, even when they aren't taking place? Like, is that an extra motivation factor of the season? You're not just looking to finish in Europe, you're not just looking to win a title, win a cup, you're also looking to beat Dundalk four times out of four.
Probably more for supporters, I would say. We would focus very much on the next game and 3 points and all that type of stuff. But like you said, it's a local derby. It gets, as I said, certainly they get me excited, but at the end of the day, they're all 3 points. Like, you know, so whenever we're playing Rovers or Shells or Pats, they're 3 points. I can't say enough. I'm really looking forward to playing them. I'm sure they're the exact same. I'm sure Kieran will say the exact same. The atmospheres are absolutely brilliant at both, in both grounds. So, look, as I said, it's something to really look forward to.
Introducing a new Off the Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Ronaldo.
Figo. Ronaldo. Made space for himself. Ronaldo's shot. Oh. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.